From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. A favorite children's book I loved when my kids were young was The Night Tree by Eve Bunting. First published in 1991, the now 20-year-old story relates how a young family drove to a forest on a cold December night to decorate a living Christmas tree with edible ornaments for wildlife. The story and luminous illustrations capture the spirit of holiday giving and a special ritual in a cherished place. At home, we adopted the custom of decorating a balsam growing in our backyard with natural ornaments. We strung popcorn and cranberries into garland. We spread pine cones with peanut butter and rolled them in millet seed. We festooned our own little night tree and later returned to study tracks of wildlife visitors in the snow. We watched juncos, chickadees, and tufted titmice. We found tracks of deer, squirrels, and mice, accepting the caloric windfall from our holiday kitchen. The night tree also attracted predators, fox, ermine, and owls hunting mice. To this day, if you ask my 20-something kids to show you their night tree, they'd guide you unerringly to a particular tall balsam. The place hasn't changed much in two decades since we first storied their childhood landscape with memories. Never hesitate to create fond outdoor memories for kids. During the holidays, share a nature walk, go stargazing or ice skating, or decorate a night tree and look for tracks in the snow. Bring a thermos of hot chocolate. Just add marshmallows and laughter. Making memories outdoors is good exercise and a great antidote to the busy indoor holiday scene. Stories which begin, "Remember the time?" often last longer than gift purchases. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.